time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Cody Jensen with the Castle Country Livestock Show, the Junior Livestock Show. We're going to talk about some dates that are coming up. It's getting close. It's in the middle of July, but there are also some dates in June that we need to talk about, let people know about, and how things are going to operate this year with the Livestock Show. It'll be a little different than it has in the past. Cody, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. Now, let's start right out of the gate. Things are going to be a little different this year than they normally have been with the Livestock Show. Is that correct?
Yes. This is going to be a kind of a local show, a junior livestock show. We didn't know what was going to happen with the COVID, and being green now is wonderful. I'm not sure what that means, but we're excited to be moving.
That's kind of what we were talking about off the air is, you know, green today could mean something different tomorrow. So we're just going to forward with what we're at right now. And there's some dates that are coming up. You're still taking entries, correct?
We're taking entries. We'd like to everybody to email an entry in till the 26th. We have a Gmail account set up just for that. I've tried to send it out and get it out as much as I could. If you need it, you can call me or email me. It's out there. We'll try to get it on this link too.
Maybe. Okay, so you'll email, all of your entries will be emailed into you, pretty much.
It's a Gmail account. There is a new committee for this Castle Country Junior Livestock Show. We're trying to put it together fairly quick. It takes a lot of time to do these, but we are doing it July 17th and 18th. We'll have a cleanup.
At the Farron Arena? Is that where that's going to take place?
Yeah, Farron Arena the week before. We have a meeting. If somebody wants to get involved with this, it'll be in Huntington, June 29th at 7:30 at the park. There's a lot of scheduling has to be done. We're going to start weighing in on the 17th and start showing on the 17th. We haven't actually finalized the agenda of how things were going to go. It depends on what entries we have and what we need to do there.
Okay, and in just kind of reading through, once again, no auction this year.
So we don't have the capability of doing an auction and going out. And there's a lot of support we have with the regular livestock show. And we had to tell them we wasn't doing it. So the people we have, we decided to do a private treaty. So if you bring an animal, hopefully you have it sold before you come, but I do have people contacting the committee that wants to buy a lamb, for instance, and they're all willing to pay X amount of dollars. Magnuson's Meats in Casadel and Ungerman Meats in Huntington, I've talked to them. They will take whatever animals we have from the show and process those animals so we have appointments for animals to be go to the butcher.
Okay, so you're more than willing to line up buyers and sellers as far as this goes, and then you've got got processors already on the line ready to go with it.
Yes.
If anybody is interested in purchasing the animals.
Yes, if it will be a private treaty, it'll be between the buyer and seller, but we can try to get those people together. We have people that we can put together on that.
Okay. And in the years past, and we discussed this, and you kind of hit on it just a little bit. In the years past, you've been affiliated with like 4-H or with the USU Extension. This year, because of COVID, we haven't been able to do that. Why don't we talk a little to that and let people know what went on there?
The Southeastern Junior Livestock Show was a 4-H and FFA stock show. With the COVID, nobody's really sure what the restrictions are or what it meant. The 4-H pulled out and the FFA was a little bit not sure. So this is considered a jackpot, an open jackpot. It's not a 4-H. It's not an FFA. The FFA is going to do a little fundraiser on the side, but it's separate because we're not sure what the COVID means for everybody.
Right, and then there's just liability issues that took place, and so that's kind of why you guys started this, and it's now the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show, correct?
Correct. It's the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show. We have to really thank the Emory County Commissioners got behind this and wanted this to go. They are going to make sure it happens. Kent has been coming to every committee meeting and doing what he has to do to help us out. So we have to really appreciate those guys, too.
Absolutely. Really quick, let's talk about the fact, how many years, I think we looked it up, and it's kind of almost 50 years that this has been going on in one form or another, correct?
Yes. There's been a stock show in Farron for almost 50 years. I'm not sure the actual number. It was really sad to cancel it this year. We're still going to have it, even if it's not going to be the same name. It's going to be something different. It's really exciting to have these things happen, especially this time where everything's got shut down.
Right, and then I put you on the spot, and I asked how many years you've been involved. You said you've been involved since you were young, this when you were a teenager, correct?
Yes, so I showed the whole time I was growing up. I showed different animals. I had kids, so now I'm on the committee, and I'm actually the president of the Southeastern Junior Livestock Show. This is a different committee that we're forming for this one. I don't know if I'm in charge, but I'm happy to serve on it and to help.
All right. So once again, let's give them the dates. It all starts really on June 26th. That's when they have to have their deadline for the entries in, correct?
Yes. So June 26th, we need to email that in. June 29th, we'll have a meeting to sort those emails and come up with a agenda for the stock show. July 11th is the cleanup in Farron at 9 a.m. July 17th, we'll start our stock show, and it'll go through the 18th.
And if anybody has any questions to get that email address or anything like that, how do they get in touch with you? Give them a phone number.
My phone number is 435-820-6824, or my email is CodyJAngie@gmail.com.
So get those entries into him. If you've got any questions, give Cody a call and he'll hook you up as far as this goes. It is the Castle Country Junior Livestock Show taking place July 17th and 18th over in Farron. Cody, thank you so much for taking out the time to come and talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate your support and getting the word out there too.
Now for more information on this interview and interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM.